Contract requirements. Normal responsibilities must be defined in contracts in the form of contract requirements, which are also called terms and conditions. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines terms and conditions as all the provisions and agreements of a contract. No contract should ever be signed without first being reviewed by your legal representatives, specifically those who have experience with contract law. No condition should be allowed to remain in a contract if it is unacceptable to either party. It is important not to accept another party's assurances that an undesirable contract clause is simply standard boilerplate legalese that won't be an issue. If negotiations cannot arrive at a win-slash-win set of contract details, it is better to walk away than to accept unfair clauses. Contract clauses should specify what actions can be taken by each party if unexpected events arise or failures occur. They are both the rules of fair play between the parties and the method of encouraging fulfillment of strategic goals. Portions of a contract that are allowed to change, such as pricing or the specific part numbers covered by the contract, are usually documented in an appendix called a schedule. This allows the bulk of the contract to remain the same year over year, and only the schedules needs to be renegotiated upon contract renewal. Once the agreement is made on both sides, the relevant signing authorities sign the contracts and the new supplier is on board for the term of the agreement. This process can be very brief and simple for a one-off arrangement or very nuanced and complex for a multi-year commitment. The following are some of the common contract terms and conditions that should be clearly spelled out in writing. Hypothetical examples are provided to illustrate the contract concepts. Note, these examples are not intended to provide actual contract language, which should always be created with the assistance of legal counsel. Good faith. This indicates that both parties are entering into the agreement without any ulterior motives. Term of appointment. The duration of the contract should be specified along with how it can be renewed, if at all. Renewal clauses are sometimes called evergreen clauses. Example, the contract duration is for 1 year from the date of signing. The contract will automatically renew for a period of one additional year each year unless either party provides written notice to the other party within. It is important to determine a date in advance of the renewal date and perhaps create a calendar reminder to ensure that all parties have enough time to prepare for the renewal process. Scope and territory clauses. Scope clauses indicate the extent of the arrangement. For example, a contract for an international representative might clarify whether the party is acting as an agent or a distributor. In such cases, the allowed selling territories or areas of control would also be included in a clause to prevent the parties from becoming direct competitors. Example, XYZ shall act as ABC's exclusive agent for all customers in the Guangdong province of China. Corporate account. This clause dictates whether the contract is considered a corporate account. Pricing. Accepted price quotes may include more than just price per unit. For example, packaging estimates may be included. Some contracts set fixed prices with certain price increases allowed based on certain contingencies such as increases in raw material prices, called escalation, while other pricing contracts may specify that orders use current market prices. Example, the unit pricing for the product is set forth in Schedule B. Prices for spare parts, accessories, and packaging are set forth in Schedule C. The supplier may increase pricing in Schedules B and C once every 12 months during the term of the agreement, not to exceed 4%, and provided that the supplier provides 3 months written notice prior to any such increase. Delivery requirements. This should specify dates, locations, and conditions such as how orders will be placed, how a product is to be protected during shipment, what modes of shipping are to be used, minimum or maximum orders, and the like. Example, the supplier will deliver the products in accordance with the delivery schedules. If the supplier fails to deliver the products in accordance with the schedule, the supplier will provide written notice to the purchaser stating the reasons and plan resolution. Domestic or Incoterms registered trademark trade terms. If the domestic trade terms of a given country are to be used, these are specified. Some U.S. trade terms are provided elsewhere as an example of domestic terms. Incoterms registered trademark trade terms stated in a contract will affect when each party is responsible for the freight. Incoterms registered trademark trade terms are highly recommended for international transactions. Companies may elect to use them for domestic freight as well. Payment terms. Terms of payment should address not only timing and form of payment, but special issues such as currency exchange. To manage risk, it may be possible to stipulate the exchange rate to be used in the contract with the supplier or a period of time during which a sampling of exchange rates will be used as a basis for currency exchange. Example, the purchaser agrees to pay the supplier's invoices within 30 days of receipt. Invoices shall be paid in Hong Kong dollars, HKD. Performance criteria. How will performance requirements be met? For example, specifications of product or service attributes should be noted along with which attributes are more important and why. Example, the supplier agrees to manufacture the product under ISO regulation certification requirements. The supplier will maintain the documentation necessary to meet ISO regulations. Quality assurance. The management process and performance standards the organization has in place in order to assure quality, including any specific standards with which the supplier must be compliant or registered, should be specified. Example, the supplier agrees to the purchaser's quality audits of the manufacturing facility at the purchaser's request and subject to scheduling approval. Order requirements. This includes measurements of standard deliveries, quantities that a company wants, and the date on which the order is due. The contract may state the company order period, for example, 60 days, which is the time between when a purchase order is placed and goods are available per the Incoterms registered trademark trade terms. Purchase orders are also considered contracts with stated quantities and pricing confirmed by each party. Example, deliverables and dates are as specified. 3 days early or late is considered acceptable on-time delivery and used for supplier evaluation purposes. Associated incentives and penalties. The contract should detail how an organization will provide business assistance and/or incentives to a supplier or help them to improve. Incentives may include contractual sharing of cost savings. Any penalties to be assessed when problems occur need to be communicated as well. Example, failure to deliver the product in accordance with delivery schedules and failure to resolve the issue within 30 days will give the purchaser the option to terminate the agreement with written notice to the supplier. Status reporting. A successful partnership depends on good communication. Both parties must establish trust and confidence with each other so that an open exchange of information occurs. The contract should cover provisions for routine communication in terms of frequency and types, for example, face-to-face meetings, online conferencing, electronic reports, hubs or dedicated workstations, intranet sites, blogs. Example, the purchaser will establish an intranet-enabled portal where employees and partners can post daily communication entries and notes to support collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment. Regular meetings will be held to review open orders, engineering changes, design issues, production issues, etc. channels for resolving problems. In the event of quality or delivery problems, what are the expectations and protocol for corrective actions to enable a swift resolution and prevent a recurrence? If task conflicts arise from disagreements in viewpoints or ideas, what conflict resolution technique will be used that is culturally and contextually appropriate? Specific clauses may exist for mediation or arbitration. Mediation clauses require formal mediation of disputes prior to any arbitration or legal proceedings. Arbitration clauses indicate that a specific arbitration panel can or must be used instead of resorting to the courts to settle disputes. Example, following fact-finding and the opportunity for both parties to discuss a point of contention, alternate dispute resolution, including a third-party arbiter, shall be used to resolve conflicts. This third party shall be mutually agreed upon before contract signing, security, intellectual property, or non-disclosure requirements. What are the safeguards that must be in place to prevent unauthorized access to proprietary or sensitive data? Are there data that need to be classified? Are there specific requirements for sharing data? Are there security issues for the goods in transit that need to be addressed to meet the customs compliance requirements of specific countries? This contract element involves measures to mitigate security risks for both parties. Example, neither party shall disclose confidential information that has been disclosed to it by the other party to any other third party without the prior written consent of the disclosing party. Freight forwarders and transportation providers must be CTPAT and AEOS certified. Language of the contract. Will the contract written in English be acceptable to all parties? Are there language differences that necessitate translation? correct translation is critical. It is also beneficial to define all vague wording, multiple meanings, and acronyms. Depending on how many of these terms exist, a separate section may be warranted. Example, the initial contract will be written in English. The document will be translated into Spanish by the organization's translator and submitted to the supplier for review. If automated translation assistance is used, the Spanish version will be translated back into English so the original can be compared to the twice-translated version. The translator will address any translation questions from each party. It should be noted that the term business day means a day other than a Saturday or Sunday on which banks are open for business in New York and Luxembourg City. Contract termination. The process and terms for contract termination, for example, when and how advance notice, should be defined. A force majeure clause should also be included to absolve either party from fulfilling the contract in the case of natural disasters or other acts of God that cannot be avoided, for example, a major storm sinks a ship. Note that force majeure is a broader term than acts of God as it includes any type of event beyond the control of the parties. Acts of God are only natural disasters and weather. Example, this agreement may be terminated by the purchaser for any reason with 6 months prior notice to the supplier. Legal authority. In global sourcing, an organization's relationship with a supplier may be influenced by many layers of laws, regulations, directives, and international treaties. Requirements of particular countries should be specified. The choice of forum or the venue of the court that will rule on any disputes is often clarified and is typically linked to the choice of law. Example, the validity of this agreement and any amendments shall be governed by the law of this said republic with the intention that the rules of the United Nations Convention on International Sale of Goods shall not apply with the application of any conflict of principles. Indemnification. This clause states that each party agrees not to hold the other party liable for unrelated actions. Entire agreement supersedes. This clause ensures that the current contract is the entire agreement and that it supersedes any prior version of the contract that exists. Executed in counterparts. This clause means that identical copies of the contract can be signed in parallel by the parties and then swapped to obtain the matching signatures. This clause is important because the time to obtain the signatures can be excessive relative to the length of the contract.